Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. That was Bobby Hackett with the Cole Porter number, It's All Right With Me. Bobby recorded that in 1955. It was one of a series of recordings he made for the Capitol label. And what a beautiful piece it was. Of course, Bobby's wonderfully mellow trumpet and a very delightful accompaniment by the orchestra. And the song itself, well, it was taken from the musical Can Can. And Bobby Hackett starts off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We've got a mixture of recordings for you this morning, taken from the 1920s through to the 1960s. and we're going to take recordings from the US and also from the UK. Our next recording is from the BBC Dance Orchestra. Well, we've all heard of the BBC, perhaps not quite so well known to contemporary audiences is that they had a wonderful dance orchestra back in the 1930s. We're going to hear it when it was led by Henry Hall, and they were pretty much an institution on the radio in those days. They'll be joining us with a number written by Irving Berlin called "I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket." Then we'll go forward to 1962 for our next two recordings. First, we'll hear from a delightful pair, Doris Day and André Previn. They recorded an album called Duet, aptly named, in the year 62, and it is a delightful demonstration of their respective skills, Doris's beautiful voice and André Previn's delightful piano style. The number they're bringing to us today was written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, and it's called Remind Me. And staying in that year, we'll hear from Bobby Darin. Well, he's perhaps best known to modern audiences as being one of the pop stars of the 1950s and 60s. Perhaps less well known is that during that time, especially in the 1960s, he turned to recording some of the standards from the older days. And we'll hear him with an Irving Berlin number called All By Myself. And he's accompanied on this one by the orchestra led by Billy May. And we'll hear now from the BBC Dance Orchestra led by Henry Hall and I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket.
Have been many, but now my roaming days are gone. Too many irons in the fire, it's worse than not having any. I've had my share and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. God help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
remind me not to find you so attractive. Remind me that the world is full of men. When I start to miss you, to touch your hand, to kiss you, remind me to count to 10. I had a feeling when I met you. You drive me crazy if I let you. But all my efforts to forget you remind me I'm in love again.
Sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire. All by myself I get lonely, watching the clock on the shelf. I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning. All by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire, 'cause I'm all by myself and I get lonely. Watching the clock on the shelf, I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older all by myself. All by myself in the morning, all by myself in the night. I sit alone with a table and a chair, so unhappy there, playing solitaire, and I'm all by myself, so I get lonely. Just watching the clock on the shelf, I'd love to rest my weary head on somebody's shoulder. I hate to grow older.
You just heard Bobby Darin with All By Myself, an Irving Berlin composition, and Bobby recorded that with Billy May in 1962. And before that, André Previn and Doris Day joined us with a beautiful duet called Remind Me, written by Jerome Kern, which they recorded also in 1962. And we started out with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, bringing you this morning songs from, well, days gone by, from the 1920s through to the 1960s. For our next recording, we're going to go all the way back to 1933 to a particularly fine trumpeter, and that's Bunny Berrigan. He played with, oh, so many different orchestras and so many other jazz musicians. Well, he had a fine style. He's joined on this recording by the orchestra led by Adrian Rollini. And that's a treat as well, too. They will bring us a song written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn called You've Got Everything. And following Bunny Berrigan, we'll go forward 13 years to 1946. This is a recording taken from the Keynote Collection. It's a wonderful independent label that flourished in the mid-1940s. And, oh, most of the great jazz artists of the time graced its doors and its recording studios. We'll hear from a group led by pianist Arnold Ross. He's joined by Benny Carter on alto sax, Alan Royce on guitar, Arnie Bernstein on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. The song is written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown, and it's called The Moon Is Low. Then over to the UK. I believe this is taken from a series of recordings made in the 1930s. The group is led by Carol Gibbons, who was an American who moved to the UK in the 1920s, made his career home there. He led a group called the Savoy Hotel Orpheans. And he had some wonderful singers with his group. And we'll hear the Carol and the group and singer George Melacrino this morning. As I said, from the mid-1930s. And they'll join us this morning with a piece by George and Ira Gershwin. Nice work if you can get it. And we'll have the words from, as I said, George Melacrino. And we'll start with Bunny Berrigan and Adrian Rollini. You've Got Everything from 1933.
about everything, everything I'm wild about. You've got everything, just what I can't do without. Your smile is like a rainbow, so full of good news. You make my little old heart go bye-bye, bye-bye blues. Oh, you've got everything, style and smile and class and clothes. You've got everything, this and that and these and those. I forgot to mention that undefinable something. That's why you've got everything.
the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Sprawling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one, who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Just been listening to Bunny Berrigan with the Adrian Rollini Orchestra from 1933, You've Got Everything. Following them, we heard from the Arnold Ross Quintet with a song written by Arthur Freed and Natio Herb Brown called The Moon Is Low. And we rounded out the set with Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Hotel Orpheans with George Mellacrino, bringing us the Gershwin tune, Nice Work If You Can Get It.
You are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa Gatineau. Never miss your favorite CHUO shows. Listen online and on demand at chuo.fm.
Hey, CHUO family, we need your help. CHUO is launching a GoFundMe in order to raise funds to keep doing what we love, sharing music, stories, the news, and many more things with you. Our GoFundMe will be shared on our CHUO.fm website, as well as all our CHUO social media platforms. So make sure you check it out. And remember, no donation is a small donation. To learn more about our GoFundMe, check out our website, CHUO.fm. Thanks for supporting our family.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027. Unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-635-2648 or go to myrecordsmychoice.ca.
And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we're listening to some fine orchestras, some fine singers, and musicians. I think we have songs starting in the 1920s and going through to the 1960s. Our next orchestra was a particularly fine one, and it was led throughout the 1930s by drummer Chick Webb. He had a young and wonderful singer with him, Ella Fitzgerald. Of course, she went on to an amazing solo career. Well, they will join us this morning with a number written by Benny Goodman and Edgar Sampson. They recorded it in 1938, and the song is called If Dreams Come True. And then we'll hear two songs from some smaller groups, each of them featuring the trumpet of Emmett Berry, along with a pretty fantastic lineup of musicians in each recording. Our first of the two will be Passing Me By. This is from the Billy Taylor's Big Eight, was recorded in 1944, again for the Keynote label. Emmett is joined by Vernon Brown on trombone, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Johnny Guarnieri on piano, Brick Fliegel on guitar, and I believe he may also have written this piece, Billy Taylor himself on bass, and we'll hear the drums from Cozy Cole. And then we'll hear again from Emmett with his great trumpet. And Emmett, by the way, was a really wonderful session player during these years and played a lot for the independent labels. And this is another one, like its predecessor, recording from the Keynote label. This is from the following year, 1945. Corky Corcoran is the leader of the band. What Is This Thing Called Love? Of course, that very famous Cole Porter piece. Joining Emmett are Willie Smith on alto sax and Corky on tenor sax. Dodo Marmarosa brings us the piano. We'll hear again from Alan Royce on guitar, Ed Mikulik on bass, and Nick Fatool on drums. And we'll start with Chick Webb and a young Ella Fitzgerald from 1938, If Dreams Come True.
Thank you.
You just heard from Corky Corcoran and his group from 1945, What Is This Thing Called Love? Before that, Billy Taylor and his Big Eight joined us with Passing Me By from 1944, both of those recordings made for the Keynote label and featuring the trumpet of Emmett Berry. And we started out with Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald from 1938, If Dreams Come True. And we're now going to go back across the ocean to the UK. And we're going to hear from one of the most popular of the dance band leaders there at the time, and that is Jack Hilton and his orchestra. I always liked Jack's recordings. He was, as I said, very popular. He had a lively style. He could also do hot jazz when he wanted to. And he always seemed to enjoy what he was doing, so it's a lot of fun to listen to him. He's going to join us with his band from 1928 with a song called The Best Things in Life Are Free. Well, yes, that's a nice sentiment, isn't it? It was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. And as I said, they recorded that in 1928. Then to 1944, to a jazz group led by drummer George Wetling. I always like to think of George Wetling as being one of the great drummers of the period. Well, he's joining us with his group called the Rhythm Kings, with a composition that he of his own, and it's called Blues for Stew. As I said, that was 1944. He's joined by Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Wilbur de Paris on trombone, Dave Bowman on piano, and we'll also hear Bob Haggart on bass, and of course George himself will be joining us with his drums. And we'll round out the set with a recording from 1947. This is a recording by a very popular orchestra of the time, and that's led by Harry James, he of the magnificent trumpet, that marvellous soaring style, instantly recognisable. Well, he did have a very, very popular orchestra in the 1940s and in later decades. We're going to hear him with a vocalist for the group, and as I said, this is 1947, Marion Morgan. A lovely voice, and she blends so well with the Harry James sound. Well, the song is written by Shelley Veer, and it's called Someone Loves Someone. And we'll start with Jack Hilton and his orchestra from 1928, The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Thank you.
it happens every day, everywhere. Someone loves someone, and with them all their time they share. Fall in love with me, someone loves someone. This story we can't deny, but why does that someone pass me by?
Heard Harry James and his orchestra with Marion Morgan. Someone Loves Someone from 1947. Before them, we heard from George Wetling, that wonderful drummer, along with his Rhythm Kings, Blues for Stew, and that was written by George himself and recorded with his group for the Commodore label in 1944. And we started out with Jack Hilton and his orchestra, The Best Things in Life Are Free, from 1928. Well, we're almost at the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I'd like to thank you very much for joining me today on the show. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of wonderful jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we've got one more for you this morning, our final song, and we're going to hear from Tony Bennett from 1956. He's accompanied by the Percy Faith Orchestra, and we'll hear Tony will bring us Just in Time.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know.
Your love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my lonely life.